Good evening, everybody. I'm back at Digitatus LBI. I always get it the wrong way around. It's our third month now, Cyber Salon, to pop down here. It's become a monthly affair. I'm standing with Luke. Hello, Luke.
Hi.
Do I pronounce it as Luke Robert Mason or just Luke?
Luke's fine.
Luke's just fine. So tell me what your involvement is tonight. It's human enhancement tonight. Packed out house, 130, 150 odd people here tonight. You've got the stage all set up. You're ready to go. Tell me what you'll be doing tonight.
So tonight I'm going to chair a mix of people. So we've got people who consider themselves everyday cyborgs. So we've got Neil Harbison, a colourblind artist who's able to hear colour with the use of a prosthetic device.
Wow.
We've got people we'd possibly conceive as disabled but enabled by their prosthetics, such as Nigel Ackland, who has the most advanced prosthetic limb, the B-Bionic, as well as Veronica Pete, who's been working with the Alternative Limb Project recently in developing a bespoke skin for her genium leg prosthetic.
Wow.
To kind of really own the aesthetic of her prosthetic.
Right.
Equally, Professor Steve Fuller, the author of the book Humanity 2.0, who's going to discuss some of the ethics of these enhanced bodies. Frank Swain, a BBC journalist, who's going to talk about hacking his own hearing. So Frank is one of the generation who, because of listening to EDM, is early on hearing loss. And what Frank wants to do is not just have a hearing aid that returns his hearing to a state of normal, but go further and think about maybe hearing ultrasound or maybe hearing infrared rays. And we have...
So you've got a whole smattering of people. What do you think it is about Cyber Salon specifically? Because every time I've been down here, it sort of has this real cross-section of people. They're all sort of fused together in an interesting way. I think the ethics part of tonight is going to be really interesting. I'd like to see, because normally the audience is really, really critical. What's your role? Do you sort of pull everybody together and you sort of create the platform to converse with it all? Or?
So as Ava Pascoe said, it's going to be like herding cattle tonight. So the other speaker I, for no fault, missed was Dave King. So Dave King is from Luddite 200. Now, Dave King is in the minority on the panel. He's a neo-Luddite.
Right.
He's against all this enhancement tech. So it's going to be really challenging to chair a fair debate, because we've got people who live 24/7 with their prosthesis.
Right.
We're placing them on the stage and claiming that this is some sort of enhancement. For them, it's a return to normal. And I know Nigel Ackland's going to talk about this. And I know Steve Fuller is heavily involved with the bioethics debates, the legal debates, the political debates surrounding human enhancement. So my role tonight is going to be to find the narrative in the madness.
Cool.
I think what it is about Cyber Salon, Ava Pascoe has done an absolutely fantastic job in constantly reinventing Cyber Salon, both through how it's moved location, which has helped to keep it fresh, but also the demographics. So my background was transhumanism. I used to advise for Humanity Plus in the US. And generally, the audience for transhumanism, especially in London, can be very white, middle-class, male, maybe 38-plus age. What Ava's done fantastically is bring together a student audience, a brand-new audience, to engage with these topics. Equally, the audience from Shoreditch, which is extremely important to engage with the doers and the makers. And hopefully today we can round up and inspire some people to think about Silicon Roundabout, not as a silicon roundabout, but as a silicone roundabout.